chapter 2, Mishnah 4, Isser Mitzvah. We mentioned in the last Mishnah that you have something called a Mitzvah prohibition. So what is a Mitzvah prohibition, says this Mishnah? Shnius Medivrei Sofrim. It's a second degree prohibition that the sages forbade you from doing Yibum or Chalitza with. What's an example? So example that the Mephoshim bring, follow this one, is that your maternal grandmother, okay, a person's maternal grandmother, and if he has a stepbrother from his father, so it's not the same mother, but it's the same father. Not the same mother, but the same father. And that stepbrother marries your maternal grandmother, and he dies childless. So now the maternal grandmother falls to you, your grandmother, from your mother's side, falls to you for Yibum. Okay? So that is actually permitted according to Torah law. It's not one of the eruvs, but it's forbidden according to rabbinical law. And that's what an Isser Mitzvah is. That's the example. So it's the second degree of rabbinical prohibitions that a person can't marry. Isser Kedusha, there's another thing we mentioned, a sanctity prohibition. What's a sanctity prohibition? Almana l'kohen gadol, a widow to a high priest. So if the high priest's brother, if he dies childless, so the brother's wife, who's now a widow, is going to fall to the high priest. But can a high priest marry a widow? Mm-mm. No. So normally a high priest can't marry a widow. But what would happen over here is you'd have a concept that a positive commandment overrides a negative commandment. So actually, because there's a positive commandment for the high priest to marry this woman, so that would override the negative commandment that he's not allowed to marry a widow, and he would have to do Yibum with her. But then the negative commandment would kick back in, and he would have to divorce her straight away. So he'd have to do Yibum with her and divorce her straight away. Come along the rabbis and they say, we don't get involved in that kind of scenario, and he has to do Chalitza. He has to separate from her straight away. Grusha v'chalitza l'kohen hedyot, another example of an Isser, which is an Isser Kedusha, is a common priest and a divorcee. So if there's a common priest and his brother, and the brother marries a divorcee, now that's forbidden by the Torah, right? But if they do get married nevertheless, even though there's a Torah prohibition, they get married. They go ahead and they transgress the Torah prohibition, and then the brother dies childless. So again, the Yibum kicks in. Now he's got to marry his brother's widow, but his brother should never have married that widow in the first place, right? So over here, because that woman's a divorcee, and she was a divorcee previously, right? She was a divorcee from a previous marriage. So this guy now, according to Torah law, would have to do Yibum with her because a positive commandment of Yibum overrides the negative commandment that she's a divorcee. So he would have to do Yibum and then divorce her straight. Do Chalitza straight away. Divorce, you're right. It would be proper divorce. So the rabbis again said, we don't get involved in that. He must separate from her straight away. Must do Chalitza straight away. Mamzeris, when a sinner leaves Israel, also Isser Kedusha, is a mamzeris. A woman who's a mamzeris, or in a sinner, she's a Gibbonite, which weren't allowed to marry into the Jewish people. Joshua forbade them from marrying into the Jewish people. And this Mamzeris or Nasina married his brother, also against forbidden, weren't allowed to do it, but they got married anyway. The brother dies childless. She falls to a normal Yisrael. Again, positive commandment would override the normal negative commandment over here, but the rabbis forbade them from doing it. And so too, Bas Yisrael, Nasin ula Mamzer. So too, if the woman is a normal Jewess, there's nothing wrong with her, but the guy, the brother, he's a mamzer, or he is a nasin, and it could be that he's from another mother. That's right, the same father, because remember, Yibum always goes after the father, not the mother. So this guy's got a half-brother who's a mamzer, and he dies, and the woman falls to the mamzer now. So then the Torah law would override the prohibition. Positive commandment would override the prohibition. Came along the rabbis and said, no, we're not going to do that, and they forbade that.